Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me. And we're delighted to be working on this event with Rain today, which is some of the most intelligent argument I've heard ever, actually, in the audio space. So congratulations and thanks to all the speakers so far. I've been rapt all morning and taken lots of notes. Perhaps I ought to take some notes on my own presentation. I don't know. I stand here today as radio, is what we used to call radio, somebody said. So what we used to call radio is in rude health. The first 6 months of this year, it's grown at 17% year on year. That's what I read yesterday, which is incredible for the UK. Advertising in total is growing in, I think, going to may hit 10% this year, but certainly 8, 9, 10%, which is great for the economy. And for radio to be growing at the same rate as online generally, which was 16.5 for the first half of 2014, is fantastic news. A lot has been talked about mobile. I thought I'd kick off with the original phone. Let's move. Where do I go? Got a clicker. Is this the right one? Should I just use this? I'll use this. Well, I can just use this, that's fine. I'll just use the keyboard. some of you may recognise Queen Victoria right here. This was one of the first demonstrations of the telephone in 1878. She'd been a widow for about 15 years by then, but her husband, Prince Albert, was massive into technology with the Great Exhibition of 1851. And Alexander Graham Bell raced over to the Isle of Wight to Osborne House to demonstrate the telephone Queen Victoria. But I'm saying phones weren't designed just for talking. So this is an interesting point. They rigged up two telephones, one at Osborne House, which is the main house in the Isle of Wight, and one within the grounds, Osborne Cottage. You had Lord and Lady Biddulph in there on the other telephone so that they could converse. But they also had a singer, a performer, in Osborne Cottage. So it kicked off with a quick discussion about how the technology worked. They made a call to Osborne Cottage, and Lord Biddulph answered the phone and said, "Hello there, Your Majesty. I hope you're having a good time." And she said, "And where are you? I hope you're not on the train," or something like that. The conversation ensued. Lady Biddulph probably kicked in with a couple of lines, but then the conversation dried up, and they said, "Well, Your Majesty, we've got Kate Field, who was one of the great performers of the day, here to sing you a song with a pianoforte." And she sang Coming Through the Rye. And after that, Queen Victoria said, "Oh, I did rather enjoy that. Could we hear some more, please?" And so she sung the Cuckoo Song. So, in fact, music was the first app. This was live streaming in 1878, now counted with the Rajar figures. And the other coda to this story is that Alexander Graham Bell got a letter from Private Secretary to the Queen saying that she would actually like to buy these units so that she could speak to Osborne Cottage from within the main Osborne house. And he understood that these would cost £25 each. Now, if you think 50 quid for a pair of units in 1878, I'm not an economist like Will Page, but that would be a hell of a lot of money today. Good thing for Alexander Graham Bell, he did the greatest product placement ever, 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 and said, of course, she must have them free by royal appointment, and, rest is history. But I just love the fact that 20 minutes of the demonstration was music and a few minutes was talking on the original phone. Kurt, thank you very much indeed for chairing that last panel. Really interesting. At the IAB, we have the IAB Audio Council, which has been going for a few years now. You'll see all the brands there, some of whom have spoken today, some of whom are sponsoring today. We have the rather marvellous Matt Whaley of Audio Ties, who is a co-chair with Kurt Edwards. The IAB's been going since 1996 in the States, 1997 in the UK. When I turned up in 2005, it was really about banners and skyscrapers, which expanded if you were lucky. Search was the new thing. We didn't really have video or social, and all these things have come along, and audio has been a great addition to it. And it's so brilliant that after a few years now, we are talking in substantive terms about how agencies and clients can really harness this stuff to do great campaigns, despite some barriers which still remain. But we're committed to the development of the industry, to working on ad ops issues, education for clients and agencies in the community, and best practice with all our friends there. Within this presentation, I'd like to reveal a few headlines from Rajar. We've been working with them on Listening Britain for the actual figures for Q2, on listening for demographics, for reach, for age breaks and so on, which I know is going to be new news to nearly everybody in the room, as they've really only been put out there once before at another conference. I've also got a couple of case studies and some creative stuff to do, but the whole thing is because it's between your ears, in that I think it now really is the time that this is beginning to come of age, and all this information we've heard today is between our ears, it's between the consumer's ears, between agencies' ears, to get on with. So let's have a look at the Listening Britain work that Rajar have done and we've been working alongside. And I think it's brilliant that we have a collaboration with the RAB and with Rajar, who are a trusted source of data. This has been going for decades. It's trusted data for radio. And the methodology that we have here also uses the 15-minute time segment on diaries with 1,206 respondents across comprehensive audio options, device options, so that we can have a look at reach and demographic information across the UK. Definitions, we are looking at number one here. So online audio, on-demand music services and live radio via desktop, laptop, tablet and smartphone, including any podcast and listen again. So some of that's new, having podcast and listen again within it. Broadcast radio, on the other hand, is everything that you can see in number two. We're concentrating on the number one. The big figure that I can tell you for Q2 was 15.8 million 15 plus. 15.8, so nearly 16 million 15 pluses in the UK weekly reach. That equates, if you look at the total UK population, I hasten to add, not concentrated in the south, as this picture looks like, but literally using a graph tactic. It's all over the UK, including Northern Ireland. It's down nearly a third of the UK population. So just those statistics on their own, 16 million nearly, a third, you know, you cannot ignore that. That is a really important slug of the population consuming digital audio, online audio. We'll now have a look at some time spent and some demographic and age breaks. With time spent, again, this is on a per week basis. On average, across these people, it's just over 10 hours per week. So again, good slice of time. Unlike Kurt of Rain's example earlier on of squiddly diddly bits, this is a decent slug of weekly time. And we'll have a look at the age breaks on that time spent in a minute. First off, let's just check on age and demos generally. This is the first cut, and I'd like to see how all this trends, but it's encouraging that we've got a pretty even split. It's male biased, 56% male biased against 44% female. And it is unashamedly ABC1, so there's two-thirds ABC1, which is great news in terms of that demo for a start. It's disposable income. I hope that's going to give me the other side of that slide. Yeah, there's a bit missing in the central thing. I'm going to tell you what that is. 15 to 24 is 26%. So pretty much it does cut the thing into quarters. There's a 20-year age break that you can see on the bottom left of 35 to 54, which is 30% of it. 25 to 34 is 23, and 55 plus is 21 that you can see on the left there. Actually, it's probably just me that can't see that. Is it slightly lighter grey? Can you see the stuff on the right?
No.
It's just not there. Okay. In case anybody's taking notes, 15 to 24 is 26%, 25 to 34 is 23%, 35 to 54, that's 19 years age, is 30%. 55 plus is 21. Good thing is, it's pretty, you've got a decent spread of the population. We're not talking about spotty kids. It goes all the way up. And 55 plus goes all the way to death, by the way. Just kidding. So it's not just your youth, but it is somewhat more youth biased when we look at time spent, which I hope is going to come out okay on the next slide. It does, hooray! Okay, remember I said 10.1 hours. Remember the 10.1? Okay, if you are 15 to 24, you're doing 12.1 hours, so you're doing the highest. If you're 55 plus, you're 7.5 hours. What I think is quite interesting is that 25 to 34. Is higher than average, is 11.3. So I know when I was at Vodafone, if I was doing Vodafone Live or one of those products, I'd be going after a 16-34 audience. You know, it's a classic buying audience, just in terms of an Asian demo. I want 16-34 ABC ones, please. It's there, right? So I know you want older audiences, younger audiences and what have you, and this does cater for lots, but I think it's quite interesting that we have a classic 16-34 ABC One audience sitting right there on online audio. So other little things that the data tells us, not little things, quite interesting things, split between men and women. You saw it was a 56 men, 44 women earlier on. This is just on the first round. I mean, it's in the field again now for the next wave, and I think around February time we'll get the next wave of this data. But interesting times. Men listen more on average, yeah, they've 11.2 hours overall versus 8.6 for women. When we looked at just the day parts and hours and just looked at the peaks for weekdays and weekends, it's evident that men tend to be daytime, mid-morning, Monday to Friday, and mid-afternoon at weekends. And women tend to be early drive time during the week and evenings at weekends, which could be of interest. One can, of course, target these things by day part as well as location. So that's on that. We've also looked at device. So remember in the methodology we had umpteen devices, which we've got the groups here for PC, laptop, smartphone and tablet. So 50%. Say that they listen on PC and laptop, 41% on smartphone and 20% on tablet. Tablet penetration is still growing into the market. We know that 75% of the UK population has a smartphone. That's excellent penetration. I'm sure we can only see that middle one grow. But actually, I'm quite encouraged that where PC and laptop is declining in other media usage, it seems to be fairly healthy, you know, with online audio. But again, I'd like to see how this data trends. I mentioned from the front as a question that if time spent online from 2012 to 2020 is doubling, 19 billion hours to 39 billion hours, and that's because of smartphones, tablets, taking up more time where PC and laptop declines, then it's great for portability, and brilliant for online audio, as there are going to be more people out there with more devices spending more time on them. It's got to rub off really well onto online audio, that particular stat, which is an Enders analysis stat, if you want to go and find it. Looking at on-demand audio, that has shown a rather healthy leap. We've actually got a year-on-year trend on this one. 2.7 million on-demand audio 2013, up to 6.5 million in 2014. And in terms of just weekly reach within that 30% of the population, within that 16 million I talked earlier on, 22% of them, up to 41% of them in this latest wave. So on-demand being the Spotify's, the Blinkbox, the Deezers, SoundCloud. And, of course, we've got iTunes Radio coming along soon as well, which will boost that. So that's a fast grower. And within our industry generally, if I can just step back and think, well, online advertising per se, it's worth $7 billion this year. Video was nothing, you know, some years ago. Last year it was growing at 100%. It's growing at about 60% this year. We don't have clear facts on audio advertising yet. We hope we can get some better numbers on it. We know that right now. You know, social is still growing at about 60. Mobile is growing at about 80. Video is growing at about 60. They're huge double figures that this stuff's growing in. And if we can see audience growth like that, then especially if some of these barriers that we were talking about in the last panel start to disappear or get easier to work with, then it can only be benign for online audio. It's a really exciting time. So in summary, the 16 million, that's 30% of the UK population. It's particularly rich in 16 to 34, but it does cater for the other age breaks really well. It's an upmarket audience of ABC One, and it's growing. So really excited to give you just those top line figures today. We've also heard a bit about the DAX, Digital Audio Exchange. We're really excited about this on the Audio Council and the IAB and the industry, because it gives us scale, gives us a one-stop shop, not for everything, but it makes it easier to buy with all these brands within it. And a great initiative led by Global, we heard from earlier on. And that has been a problem for digital audio. You know, it's bitty, how do I get it? And so people just gravitated towards a couple of big brands and kind of that was it. To have the DAX and all these brands in one place is a brilliant thing in terms of reach and scale. It was launched in June this year, just a few months old, and we're already jolly excited about it. It covers pretty much all audio content streamed on a connected device. 12 million people each week. So you say, Guy, you talked about 16 million just now. What about this topic? Don't forget that included podcast, included listen again. So you have extra data in the Rajar data, but that's a huge majority of the listeners I talked about, right there in the DAX. Consistency across formats, trading, the whole point about making it easier to trade. I think the radio industry has got a great heritage in this. You know, I was the chairman of the Radio Council at ISBAR when I was at Barclays Bank, and they were working on JET, you know, which was the radio trading platform, which was revolutionary, worked extremely well. You get reporting out the back of it, ad serving, and allows advertisers to access the audiences at scale through all those brands, where they can get audience location, day of week, device. It says even the ISP. Device is interesting. I was a judge at the Ecnaxis internal awards for their programmatic trading, and the winner was Sony phone. It was a Sony phone. And part of their campaign was that they didn't actually want to advertise to iOS users. They wanted to advertise to Android users because they felt that the Android users might buy their phone. And they're able to do that, or try and do that as programmatically, by looking at the end device that it appeared on. So, you know, sometimes these things can be useful to advertisers. I think most important thing is that programmatic trading is coming on DAX. I'm told it is weeks away. That could absolutely revolutionise this area. At the IAB, we did the first bottom-up survey of any territory in the world where we looked at the traders, the media owners, the exchanges, the advertising agencies to find out what percentage of digital display in total was traded programmatically. In the UK last year, it's 28%. For this year, it's forecast at 44%. We're pretty much leading the world in terms of, you know, percentage and the speed of adoption of programmatic trading in the UK. And this is going to be a great addition to it. I put the feelers out to see if I could find a branded content campaign. And Mixcloud provided me one for Malibu. But I also wanted to look at, you know, how to use social to get reach against something like that too. They work with the Analog Folk and Perno, and their objective here was to create engaging music content to reflect the Malibu brand, effectively create a channel for them. At the bottom of this, you can see that you basically mix a drink, round up your mates, throw a party, hit play, and they've got a branded station, especially for their audience, which is curated with famous DJs each month. I think in the booth you might have to hit play for me because I can't hit the speaker. Or maybe I can with this. I can, look at that. I've found a device. Mind you, I don't know how much of it we can stand.
Let's see. Malibu Play.
Malibu. So they've got an ident off the back of that.
Malibu Play, brightening up your day.
Now, but I think the important numbers are here. They want dwell time. If you're a brand, I want you to spend time with my brand. And rather than just 30 seconds, 20 seconds, frequency of da-la-la-la-la, which is really important for spots and campaigns, this is 30 minutes average listening time, 100,000 monthly listeners, largely gained through social. So through their distribution platforms on Twitter and Facebook, they're achieving the 4.5 million impressions across social. From that, getting 100,000 monthly listeners and 3 million listening minutes. So I guess my job isn't necessarily to stand up here and do lots of creative work, but I just thought that's an interesting piece of work in branded content. The opportunity on online audio for branded content is quite special. In summary, before I go to a couple of other interesting things, this is offering new and significant audiences. We've got flexibility across spot advertising, branded content, just like we've just heard with Perno. We've got a one-stop marketplace at DAX, which is just recently launched and moving into programmatic to provide scale. Data, the USP of digital. You can go after age, gender, demographic. What they've been listening to is important. Where they are is also another data point that we can use with 3D, I guess, as well. It's really personal, and I think a point was made in the last panel, therefore don't fuck it up, because actually if you annoy somebody between their ears, that's going to be one of the worst sins. But it's also a great opportunity because it's so personal. So let's make the audio experience rewarding for our clients, ourselves, our consumers, most important at the end of it, with their headphones on. And I think to finish, a recent thing and an old thing. I was at an RAB conference in 2000, I think, and MC Rainey got up and said, "These are my favourite radio ads." And there was one that completely broke all the rules of radio. I can remember doing radio as something like 160 minutes is 160 words will be too long for a 30-second ad. So you've got to trim it down to a certain amount. Otherwise, you're just not going to get your message across. This probably puts a gazillion words. It breaks all the rules of advertising. It's a minute long. But you know what? If this was between my ears on headphones, I wouldn't mind hearing it again, actually. Hollywood Video. They were a video chain in the States, a bit like Blockbuster, and they were a bit like the Reduced Shakespeare Company. They put a film inside 60 seconds, and this one's Scream 2. There is Bond out there, there's Harry Potter out there. This one's the funniest one.
Hollywood Video presents 60 Second Theater, where we try, unsuccessfully, to pack all the action and suspense of a two-hour Hollywood production into 60 seconds. Today's presentation, Scream 2.
Well, it's just us seven incredibly attractive sorority girls here alone in our nightgowns.
Muscle.
Did you hear something?
I'll go outside alone and investigate.
Muscle.
Ah! Who was that?
I'll go check.
Muscle.
Ah!
There's a noise again. I'm scared.
Let's stay together.
I've got a better plan. Lois, you hide in the utility shed with the gas power cutting and shearing equipment.
Okay.
Cece, you go up to the dark and slippery roof and hide right near the edge.
All right.
Holly, whatever you do, don't leave my side.
Good idea. I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, there's an old bathhouse near the swamp.
Perfect.
Bye.
Muscle. Muscle.
Back already?
Muscle.
Oh my, good thing I took that kickboxing class. Hi-ya! 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 He sure looks dead.
No, I'm not.
I can't think of a better time to turn my back and put my guard down.
Muscle.
Ew.
If this doesn't satisfy your urge to see Scream 2, and we can't say we blame you, then rent it today at Hollywood Video, where Scream 2 is guaranteed to be in stock or next time it's free. Welcome to Hollywood. Hollywood Video.
It's great, isn't it? And it's like branded content. It's also an ad. And, you know, the best ads are also great branded content, and that is... And you know what? You could revive something like that today, and it would be great. A bit more recent, and we've heard some really great ads today, the McDonald's one, I think the Audi R8 one was superb. And, you know, COI also do some great ads now, but they used to do just the bollocks. They were brilliant ones about joining the army, or and just fantastic ads, worth listening again. So I think I'll finish off with the DJ to beat them all, Alan Partridge. And who wouldn't want Alan Partridge to curate your music? So this was the app for Alpha Papa, the film for Alan Partridge. And the way it works is that you've obviously you've opted into it, so it pops into your iTunes and decides what you like listening to, your most popular tunes on your own iPlayer. He puts his own commentary to it, and I just found the most inane section for you to hear. And by the way, this isn't my iTunes. But,
And now traffic and travel.
We haven't got that in yet. We haven't got traffic and travel.
That's fine. The roads today are fairly normal. I'm being told that there are potentially going to be some hold-ups. Nothing major, nothing that I can be specific about at this stage, but generally be vigilant. Drive in a normal way and stay tuned for more traffic updates. I hope that is helpful. The police also say to be careful if the roads are icy, but they're not suggesting they are at the moment, though they may be. Just keep your eye. Just drive sensibly, for Christ's sakes.
703.
Well, it is now.
Lovely. Actually, I might have that on my... I thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Brilliant.